Well, it is time to continue the hour by launching a brand new exclusive radio presentation called The Buzz at Blue Hill in partnership with Trinzic Residential Group. We're excited about this here on 97.9 The Hill. Y'all know the Blue Hill District. That's over on the area by Fordham Boulevard, Ephesus Church Road, Eastgate, Willow Drive, Elliott Road, that general area, undergoing a lot of renewal and transformation. And what's going to come out of it is a mix of commercial uses, upper story residents, bike paths, sidewalk cafes, walking experiences, and a whole lot more. There's a lot going on there right now, and every month we're going to hear from residents and business people who live, work, and play in Chapel Hill's most dynamic and developing neighborhood. Thanks to Trinzic Residential Group for bringing us the buzz at Blue Hill every month. Today we're going to launch the feature by chatting with a great local partner and a friend of the station, someone who's been here before, Jack Dowd, who's the co-owner of Olmaz Jewelers. It's been in Eastgate Crossing since 2019. OlmazJewelers.com is their website. Jack, how are you?
Good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for having me. It's always good to see you, my friend.
And thank you for being the guinea pig and launching this segment with us.
My pleasure.
So tell us about Olmaz Jewelers. You've been around for going on 4 years now.
Yes, almost 3.5. Mm-hmm. We opened back in November of 2019. And for those people that don't know much about Olmaz Jewelers, we are a family-owned jewelry store. We do everything jewelry-related. We specialize in bridal jewelry, engagement rings, wedding bands, but we also have a beautiful selection of fashion jewelry, gemstones. We even do estate jewelry. And that's not all. We do a lot of service, like jewelry repair, appraisals, custom. We do a lot of custom work as well. So we're, like I said, a small family-owned jewelry store that have really enjoyed being in Chapel Hill over the past 3.5 years. It's been a really beautiful journey so far.
What's a typical day like for you? What are your customers like?
So we have different customers, different age groups, obviously. We're open 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. We open at 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock during the week until 5 o'clock on Saturday. We're closed on Sundays, but our day starts off, We're not like an appointment-based business. People are free to walk in anytime, whether they have a question, whether they have a small repair, or looking for something specific. We're always happy to help. We're really, really an easy-going, laid-back jewelry store. We love people to come in. We love the relationships that we've built over the past few years with our clients. You're a typical retail store.
And you're in Eastgate, which is right kind of in the center of the Blue Hill District. What drew you there as a location?
Absolutely. So, very good question. It's a topic I always love to talk about because we moved to North Carolina, me and my business partner, Eli, back in 2016 from Michigan. Mm-hmm. And when we moved here, we did not really know anyone. So, but during our trips to North Carolina, we always had a very good feeling about Chapel Hill. We fell in love with Chapel Hill from the minute we visited. We were like, okay, this is it. We know we wanted to be here in Chapel Hill. Then the question becomes, where exactly? Because as a new business, you're opening a brand new store, brand new name, new adventure. There are some things that you really have to get right. And location is definitely the main one. So finding the perfect location. Because we're not going to open a store and 3 years later figure, oh, this is not working. We need to go somewhere. We can't do that. So we did our homework, took our time. We spoke with the right people. We talked to a lot of people that live in the area, work in the area, are very familiar with Chapel Hill. And, luckily they, when we first started looking back in 2017, 18, when we started looking for the location, we had something in mind. But then the more people we talked to, they said, well, for what you're trying to achieve, like a jewelry store, and we needed foot traffic, we needed a lot of visibility, we needed an energetic area. So they said, why don't you look at Eastgate? Mm-hmm. And we did. And the minute we visited Eastgate, we were like, wow, this is it. I mean, this location, this shopping center is perfect for a jewelry store. You have Trader Joe's, you have Ulta, you have many, many like attracting stores and it has proved to be right. I mean, we were very happy to make that decision. We took our time, But we look back and feel very, very good about, you know, it was the best decision we made.
And a lot has happened at Blue Hill in the few years since then, and a lot is coming down the pike. What has happened and what is coming that you're excited about?
That's very correct. Like, you know, I look back when we first started working on our store there. There were several empty stores, empty spots there. Now you look at Eastgate, everything's filled up.
Yep.
Aldi's open. There's Shake Shack.
Yep.
Open. There's another Breakfast Snooze. I think I heard they're opening.
That's so coming.
It's
yeah.
Pretty much all filled up. And you know what? It's beautiful to see the construction. I mean, I feel excited about what's happening here, University Mall. I feel that's going to also really help a lot, the area in general. But it's always nice to see over the past few years the development, the construction, new businesses popping up. I mean, these are all positive signs of like a healthy economy, of a busy area, of great potential. So very encouraging.
Speaking with Jack Dowd, OlmazJewelers.com is the website, OLMAZ, OlmazJewelers.com. Go there and find out more. And I'll wrap up this conversation, but as we do, you know Chapel Hill and Carrboro and the area a lot more now than you did 5 years ago. Blue Hill has changed quite a bit. So looking at Chapel Hill now, looking at this community, if you were coming in today to open up a jewelry store as you did back in 2017, 2018, would you choose the same spot today that you did then?
Absolutely. If I were to do it all over again, there's nowhere else I would be. I would rather be. Chapel Hill has been very good to us. The people of Chapel Hill are amazing. They're great. You know, they've supported us. They've showed us a lot of love. They really played big part of our success and survival so far. So it's a very friendly area, very energetic. There's like so many positives and so many reasons to choose Chapel Hill. And, you know, when we decided to open our store, again, it's not an easy decision. I mean, you're investing a lot of time, a lot of money, and it's a big risk. But at the same time, it just proved to be like, you know, the perfect decision. So anybody that's thinking about opening a new adventure, a new business, Chapel Hill, especially this area, Blue Hill District, is definitely something I would, from my personal experience, strongly recommend for them. Absolutely.
OlmazJewelers.com, OLMAZ is the website. Go there, find out more. Jack Dowd, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Aaron.